I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has unveiled his long-awaited plan to address the nation's opioid crisis. In a speech in Manchester, New Hampshire, Monday, Trump called for expanding access to treatment and recovery programs. He also said tougher punishment was needed for people convicted of pushing highly addictive drugs, including the death penalty for drug dealers and a crackdown on illegal immigrants. U.S. bishops have long called for action on the epidemic, advocating for education, support for families, and resources for drug treatment. Mississippi's governor has just signed into law the tightest abortion restrictions in the U.S. The bill bans most abortions after 15 weeks, with no exceptions for rape or incest. The only exemptions are in cases where there is a fetal abnormality that is incompatible with life or the mother's life is in danger. The measures were enacted on Monday by Republican Governor Phil Bryant, who said he wants the state to be the safest place in America for the unborn child. Uber has said it's suspending self-driving car tests in all North American cities after a 49-year-old woman was hit by an autonomous car and killed as she crossed the street in Arizona. Police said the accident happened Sunday night while the car was in autonomous mode and a human monitor was behind the wheel. Police said the woman, Elaine Hertzberg, had not been using a pedestrian crossing and was taken to a local hospital where she later died. The Vatican has released a number of statistics to mark 5 years of Pope Francis' leadership. The numbers show the Pope has made 22 international trips, declared 880 new saints, and created 61 new cardinals. The Pope has also issued 41 major documents, including Laudato Si and Amoris Laetitia, and declared two special years on consecrated life and the extraordinary year of mercy. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.